Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are about to talk Younger, Season 4, Episode 8, Gelato and the Pube. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, this is my new favorite song right now. It's called Marilyn Monroe.
It's fun. I'm into it.
Right? I've been, like, having to play it on YouTube because it's not on iTunes, so, like, I'll put it on in my car.
How dare you introduce us to this song?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, now we're going to have to go on YouTube and watch it and listen to it.
I guess
no, it's good. I like it.
But we'll have to wait till after the show to do that. For now, let's talk about Younger. What an amazing episode. Before we get into the episode, I am your host, Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And where can they find you guys?
Hey guys, it's Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
Hey guys, Sam Davidson. You can find me at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and I am in the live chat. And as always, tell us what you think because you know that we'll give you some fun shout outs.
Yes,
guys, just when I think the show can't get better, it does. Ugh. Like every time. Oh, I don't even know how to feel anymore. Like, I honestly don't know what's coming. Every week I think I do. Like, I forgot Richard had a son. Like, totally blanked on
me
him
too.
Having a son.
Yeah.
And I love that we got to meet his son this episode. I love the whole way they introduced him and how he's kind of hanging out in Diana's house now.
I learned a lot of things about, you know, young boys and their sexual tendencies this episode.
I was really grossed. I've never seen something like that in my life.
What did he call it?
I was like, what is that?
What did he call it? Fleshlight.
Oh, I was like, at first I was like, oh, it's just a flashlight.
Were you really? I thought he was trying to lie to Diana and be like, oh, it's a flashlight.
Oh.
But then I heard he said flashlight, and I was like,
yeah,
oh.
Too much, too much. No, but I thought it was really great to see Diana kind of, you know, she's really switched things up for Richard, you know. She went from having her own place, her own space, not having anybody intrude ever, basically didn't even have a guy, mm-hmm. to Richard just basically living with her, and she's been able to overcome that. And I think in her Diana way, she's doing a very good job of handling it.
Yeah.
She's just like, buy me a new couch, not like, get him out. You know what I mean? She's secretly trying to really understand that, oh, wow, this is part of Richard's life that I need to accept as my own.
Yeah. I mean, it made me also think, wow, she chose to never have children. And so she just doesn't, and she's never going to have children, I'm assuming. So,
as far as we know, who knows? Yeah. Plot twist?
Yeah, I mean, this show throws us some curveballs. Maybe his son will inspire her to have children.
Or maybe the opposite.
I don't think so,
at this
yeah.
point.
If anyone would inspire her, would it be Ethan? I think this is so fun. I love that they added him in. And I think, like, at the end of the day, what it shows is how much Diana loves Richard.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the way she's acting, just the... I mean, that was gross. Like, that kid... I mean, I get it. Teenage boys, what can you do? But, like, dang, she was handling it so well for Diana.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that this will continue to go the way it is and just be kind of comedic, but she'll brush it off? Or do you think this could maybe end their relationship?
I was trying to think about that because I was seeing... Obviously, you see her really secretly be okay with it because she's realizing this is what Richard obviously comes with a son, so she has to accept it. But I think it might get to a point where, I don't know, actually, if anything, I could see Diana going maybe like later down the line being like, if he's going to live with us, we need a bigger place. We need to get someplace that can accommodate all of us.
So our friend Taylor Gates,
Taylor!
She is in the chat.
Taylor!
She says that stepmom Diana was comedic gold and Diana's character development has been so great this season.
Yes.
Which I completely agree with.
Yep.
But Richard, to me, is just, I like that she has somebody, but he's kind of an oblivious clown.
But I think they just work together so well, I don't think twice about it. Like, I like how happy he makes her, and he makes her more chill. And Diana's not chill whatsoever.
Totally.
Mama Otter in the chat said, how long until she has Ethan in check? She will put him in his place fast.
Very
Ooh,
true, Mama
I
Otter.
I like that.
She will. And I think she'll scare tactic him. Like, don't you be doing this on my white couch, you know? Like, I think she, but like in a nice Diana went, she won't do anything that will make Richard mad, or maybe she will make Richard mad, because Richard stuck up for him in
Richard
a lot of...
spoils that kid.
Yeah.
With the ready whip, with the, oh, I don't want to shame my son, we can't, like, he wants, the kid can do no wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't think he disciplines him at all, so I'm curious, because Diana, on the other hand, seems like she could be a little bit of a disciplinarian.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and he had 1 month or 1 semester left of school, and he's not graduating. Maybe Diana will put him in check and be like, you're going back to school. You're
going. She'll be like, if I see that fleshlight one more time, I'm going to stick it where the sun don't shine. Do you want a piece of cake? You know?
It's something very, very, she slides those lines in all the time. There was a great one this episode that I cannot remember. Exactly. Oh, I think it was when she was telling Liza about the fleshlight.
Yes.
So casually, she kills it. Like, her comedic timing is absolutely insane.
That's amazing.
But another new, we were introduced to a new character this episode, which was Claire, weirdly enough, introduced to by Liza, and I think she's going to stick around.
I think so, too. This is the first character that has come into, you know, whenever Josh or Liza has a different type of love interest come in, I'm always skeptical, but this is the first time I kind of felt, ooh, I think this is the real deal.
Yeah.
And you don't think so?
No, I do, but there was a moment where I go, have we met her? She looks like the past several girls that Josh has slept with to me. And, I mean, the accent, I guess, sets her apart.
Right.
All of this seems too soon for Liza to be doing that, but I guess she's just trying to help.
I think she's totally captivated by Charles, that she realized as much as she loves Josh and will always love Josh, it was never going to work between the two of them. So I think, obviously, she has that deep passion for him. Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of the day, she realizes she has Charles. Mm-hmm. And I think it's easier for her to do whatever she's going to do with Charles if Josh has somebody.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I also think, to be honest, what the show is trying to do is what they were trying to do with the last relationships we saw. Kelsey and Josh are endgame, and I think they're trying to slowly, like, get, oh, new girlfriend. But this time, Liza introduced him to her, so it's slowly making the audience more okay with the idea of Kelsey and Josh. That's honestly what I think they're doing.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I mean, even, like, this small little back and forth with them, it's very clear that whatever tension and flirtation is there, it's long from being gone. I just think they're trying to set that up for more of a finale.
Right.
Okay, what was it? Friends with Benefits? Like, their relationship reminded me a ton of that movie in this episode. It's like, hey, bro, we're cool. We're attracted to each other. They know they're attracted to each other.
Right.
They're just not acting on it. But it's kind of a long run kind of thing.
Yeah. I think you guys are spot on.
But we'll have to see what happens with that eventually. But right now with Claire, I think she's adorable. I really like her accent. And so far, she's just a very likable person, which makes me think, just because of the way they introduced her, what they were talking about with this other past girlfriends, I don't think she's going to be crazy or weird. Like, I think it's going to work out, not work out, for, like, other reasons. Like, maybe he does have feelings for Kelsey, but I don't think she's going to end up being a villain.
Or maybe she moves back home to Ireland.
And then he'll have to marry her so she can get to
but
be in this
country.
But
this is my question. I don't know if you guys saw this on social media. Sutton and Nico were in Ireland recently.
Hmm. Oh.
They were, like, on social media. They were traveling there. So I'm wondering if there's going to be some sort of younger special in Ireland.
Can we go?
Yeah, let's go.
We're going. Are we inviting ourselves?
Hey, friends.
Guys, yeah, that's a good point to bring up. I wonder if they're doing an episode there. I mean, it could be a coincidence.
Yeah,
right.
Or they could be hinting at something, especially if it's on social media and you're, like, a star. That's, like, usually pretty planned.
I know. But it was just them that were posting pictures because I think everybody else was on their vacation. So maybe it was one of those things where they're like, oh, man, now that you talk about Dublin and all this Ireland stuff, I want to go. Let's go. Because they had a break. I think they were done shooting.
Well, oh, really?
In the chat, Taylor says, I actually really, really liked the new Irish girl. I hope she doesn't pull a Montana and turn out to be crazy.
True.
We all hope that no one ever pulls a Montana ever again. I like her. She's Irish. I trust her. I also want to go to Ireland and try the 99, which is that ice cream. Have you guys seen it?
No.
It looks delicious. Google it later, and you're welcome, by the way. Yeah, but we'll, I don't know, guys. We'll have to see with that one and where that goes. I still find it weird, like you were saying, Sam, that Liza introduced them. It just didn't feel right yet. I get where it was going. I get what they're trying to tell us.
Right.
I get she's head over heels for Charles. Who isn't? Still, as an audience, I was like, I don't know.
That's true, too, because we really haven't had a conversation besides the one where she said she wanted to be the aunt to his children. So we needed another conversation thrown in there, but maybe we'll see that.
So, Allie, are you off of your, you know, Josh and Liza? Like, Allie heard that and goes, you guys, there's hope. And we all were like, what?
Yep.
I know. I think it's just because I love Josh's character so much. So I just want anybody to be with him.
You
want to
be with him.
Yeah, I want to be with him.
I do, too.
I want a Josh in my life. If you're out there and you're Josh, Josh, I'm your girl.
I'll get tattoos for you.
I don't know if I'll get tattoos, but I will. Sam. So then Sam's your girl. Sam's your girl. No. But yeah, no, I just love Josh's character, but I did think that they had hope. But I think now, after the things that we've discussed, after what we've seen so far, I definitely don't think Liza and Josh are ever getting back together.
Yeah,
we're never ever getting back together. That's what we should have
played. Yeah, because Liza is into Charles, whose ex-wife is into him. It's getting all sorts of complicated.
Too much.
Girl, you can't get in the situation like that. She's now going to be editing her book.
I literally wrote down, too close for comfort.
Yep.
There's a part where you draw the line, and I understand she wanted to help Charles, and she wanted to help herself by being editor. But if you like Charles, this is where you draw the line. You say, I think maybe Kelsey or somebody else should edit this because I do care for you. Because Charles is being very open and very clear, and as soon as Pauline finds out that she and Charles have something, which is clearly going to probably happen. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with, she could pull her book. I guess once she signs a contract, then she can't. But
mixing profession with personal.
It's just not good.
Well, find someone else.
I have two things to say. One, yeah. I wasn't here last week. And I mean, I thought that what she did was so manipulative.
Yes.
To be like, oh, hello, millennial. Oh, is this an empirical thing? I mean, what should I, like, acting so oblivious. And I still think, and she explained it a little bit, that she loves him. I also think, I mean.
That she loves him.
She does.
But no, she does, clearly.
It annoys me, of course. And with Liza, I almost feel as though she has so much guilt over, A, continuing to lie to Charles, and guilt over what she did to Josh, lying to him like this. Maybe she's trying to do good by, like, helping both of these
men
in different ways.
But it's turning out to be
bad. It's stupid. Just stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I honestly only see this going downhill. I mean, even we saw next episode, crazy Pauline is already having theories about Charles dating someone else.
Well, we have an interesting comment in the chat. 19 Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers! Woo-woo!
Said, this episode made me want Charles to get back with his wife.
No! What? Wait, what? Really?
I do kind of understand that because the way she explains herself and that conversation she had with Liza about her book, I think there's a lot of more of those conversations to be had about why she left and about why she wants her family to be back together again. And it's a slippery slope. Charles is saying no way right now, but he even said it's like we're vines in a tree growing together.
Yeah, which that conversation.
That's marriage.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. See,
I
didn't buy it. Yeah. Once you marriage, kids, I get it. But, like, I honestly think she's just very selfish. She comes off as a very selfish person. I think it's totally fine to want to find yourself again, to want to do your own thing, to want to have a life outside of family. But that's when you, I don't know, maybe, like, have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Don't up and leave and then come back a year later asking for forgiveness.
Right.
There's some things that aren't forgivable to that extent. It's one thing to have a friendship, but to go back into a relationship, I wouldn't want that because how do you ever trust that person again? If they want to leave, they will, clearly.
Yeah. Interesting question, though. Compare that situation with Pauline and Charles with what Liza has done for the past. How long has she been doing this? Lying about who she is, her age, just completely to people's faces. I mean, I think that once Charles finds out, it's just going to destroy everything and he's not going to be able to trust her and it's going to set it all back.
Fair. I mean, definitely fair. But I will say they haven't had too many conversations getting to know each other on that deeper level, like while dating. They've had the, you know, boss-employee conversation where it's like, oh, yeah, I like this. I like that. That's all truth. They haven't had, like, a family conversation where she's had to lie about that yet. Mm-hmm. And the general lie isn't so much to harm as to what she hasn't told him. You know what I mean? Like the ex-husband and the kid. But aside from that, I don't think she said anything that was such a big lie that would ruin it, aside from just the overall.
And what is true, too, is that Charles is usually the one that says things in their conversations. She holds back from saying a lot of what she's feeling. And Charles is always the one to state how he's feeling and what he's doing. But we haven't heard Liza say, I like you, too. I want this, too.
I mean, she kind of showed it last week.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you're right.
She definitely showed it last week. Yeah, I mean, you make a good point, actually, thinking back. He does do a lot of the talking. We know way more about Charles's life through their conversations than we did. Right. Like, if we were in those conversations and that's how we got to know Liza, what do we really know about Liza?
Exactly.
She likes books.
Well, and that's you make such a good point as well, because if she was holding back all the information, he could be like, well, why'd you lie? And she'd be like, I didn't lie. I just didn't tell you all of my life story and the small times that we've had to talk to each other.
Very true.
Yeah. Crazy.
I have a frog in my throat.
No, I had one earlier.
But no, I completely agree with you on that. So do you guys think, though, in your opinion, do you think it's unforgivable telling Charles in the near future?
I don't think it's unforgivable. I think we've said this before. I think he's going to get super angry and then come back and be like, I just can't live without you kind of thing.
Well, it'll be that never been kissed moment, you know, with Michael Vartan and Drew Barrymore.
Yes,
but she was also, he thought, underage. So he felt really guilty. But so they don't really have to deal with that there. I'm also afraid maybe Charles likes the interest of dating a young girl. And maybe that will, I mean, I'm sure it won't.
When you say young girl, it just sounds weird.
Young woman.
Yeah.
You guys are actually both technically younger than she's trying to be. So, but it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
But still, someone significantly younger than him might be, like, part of the reason he's attracted to her.
True. I mean, yeah, he's clearly very attracted to her, likes her a lot, but, like, from what? Their chemistry, I guess. I guess they have good back and forth. I think we're just in love with him is why we like it so
also,
much.
Also, I mean, his smile just is so captivating. No, but also what's crazy is that he did say this episode, from the moment that I saw you, you basically made me myself again.
Mm-hmm. That
Which is, like,
unhealthy.
Crazy because it's – That's what, I don't know. I just, there's so many thoughts that could be, I don't know.
Like, if she wasn't into him at all, wouldn't that be super creepy for your boss?
To be like,
the moment you came into my life as this assistant to someone below me.
Oh my gosh, stop. That makes it sound so creepy.
It does.
It really does.
That's the beauty of this show. It's not creepy because we love this show.
Yeah. Well, what's so funny, too, is that whenever I watch shows like this, I always think so into depth of what these characters are thinking. Like, Allie, it's a show. Calm down. But, like, but what would he be thinking? And if they went home and they ever had a date and someone found out, then they're in trouble. They'll get fired. He owns the company. No one's
firing
him.
TV is real life. Guys.
Yeah.
Allie's been thinking a lot about the show and all the characters.
I just am so worried for all of them and their futures and their relationships.
Well, speaking of that, guys, I actually want to get into some predictions.
Let's do it.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, what are your worries, Allie?
My worries?
You were saying you had worries.
Oh,
gosh.
She's
like, we can
be
up
so
all
many.
Night.
Yeah, like, you want to hear all my... Well, no, okay. I think that there's definitely going to be some sort of draw between Pauline and Charles again. That's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be one of those push and pulls where he's going to constantly tell Liza how it's nothing, don't worry about it kind of thing. But she's going to be like, well, I don't know. I don't know. I think that there's... I don't know if they are... I don't know. It's mm-hmm. so confusing. But I think that's definitely going to be an issue that comes along. Yeah, I don't know. I have so many thoughts. And then also I think with the whole Richard and Diana thing, I think that she will get really angry. They'll have a huge blowout fight. And then she's going to come back and say, if we're going to make this work, we need a bigger house.
Okay.
A bigger home.
I like it. What do you think, Sam?
Okay, so we saw from scenes from next week that Josh and Charles seem to maybe have a kind of confrontation.
Yeah.
This is turning into many of the shows that I do, which is like a love circle, which essentially turns into an orgy. I mean, listen, we have Charles, we have Josh, we have Liza, we have Kelsey, now we have Pauline. I mean, how much more big can it get?
Right.
Claire. Yes, of course. Sorry, seven. Yes, seven. It's a seven-person love circle. But I think that everyone's going to get together, and it's going to get really, really crazy next week. I also think that Liza will realize that she might not be as over Josh. Not that she wants to be with him again, but just like, oh, this actually really hurts. Maybe I shouldn't have set him up with this girl.
Seeing it is going to be worse than actually, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's going to see it happening, and that's going to break her.
And someone, let's see, in the chat, this is kind of a long-run prediction, but Mama Otter said maybe it'll be an aha moment for Charles when he finds out Liza is his age, basically, and he will understand why he felt this connection.
Oh, that's a good one, Mama Otter.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that a lot. I think my one, like, big prediction with Pauline is what I think's going to happen, because the show always throws us through loops. I think she's going to find out about Liza sooner rather than later, and when she does, instead of like acting like she's mad, she's going to be more manipulative about it and yes. use the whole mom card, family card, ex-husband card to try to be like, oh no, it's okay, but then like get closer to him, like through friendship. I'd be like,
wait, yeah, crazy prediction. I just want to say it in case I'm right.
Say it.
Okay, so what if she knows about Liza and that's why she wants her to edit her book, Keep Your Friends Close and Your Enemies Closer?
Ooh. That would be really weird. How would she know? But also, I like that prediction.
Right, because what if she just knows about the whole Charles and Liza thing in general?
Yeah.
Like, she already knows that they have something going on. Ooh. I'm just adding to it. Oh, sorry, I was kind of restating. I'm saying, like, she knows more even just about Charles, not just about the age thing.
Like, that's maybe she's been, like, pulling a Pretty Little Liars, you know, and it's been on the computer.
So. I don't know, guys. We'll have to wait and see next week. But in the meantime, Sam, where can everyone follow you?
You guys can find me online at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at AllieNasta and on Instagram at AllieGirl.
And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and follow my blog, sextingandthecity.com. As for us here at AfterBuzz, follow us everywhere, AfterBuzz TV, on iTunes, on Twitter, on Instagram. We're everywhere. We even have a website. Follow us. See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.